You've probably heard of the term midlife, as in midlife crisis. But what about quarter life? That's the period between the ages of 18 and 40, roughly. There's a popular misconception that this time is carefree and easy, but in fact, quarter lifers often feel scared, disoriented, and torn between the many directions their lives could take. NPR's Life Kit has some tips for quarter lifers on how to navigate this time. Here's Life Kit host Marielle Segura.
Often in this period called quarter life, people feel unsettled, stuck at a job they hate, or in a city that doesn't feel like it fits.
You feel like, wait, this is what I've been working towards? This is what all of childhood seeks to achieve? Is this?
Satya Doyle Bayak is a psychotherapist in Portland, Oregon, and she wrote a book called Quarter Life, The Search for Self in Early Adulthood. She says one of the biggest challenges for quarter lifers is a tug of war between meaning and stability. Meaning, she says, is a feeling of openness, freedom, and adventure, whereas stability is safety and groundedness.
A person might both want to feel like they're fancy free and alone and living the single life and also long to be married with children. And it's so confusing to feel these truly opposing desires showing up inside of us.
There are illustrations in the book that get at this. Meaning is fire, which on its own can rage uncontrollably. And stability is the fireplace, which you don't want to have sitting empty.
We need both. We need a sense of containment for that fire and warmth and bounty in our lives.
In the book, Doyle Bayak lays out a few ways that we can find a path forward in quarter life and bring these opposing sides of ourselves together. The first is separation. It's about understanding the forces that have shaped you and launching out on your own.
The sort of invisible hooks of childhood, of our parents, of a church we may have grown up in, or a certain culture we were raised in, those hooks linger, and they can linger for decades and decades if we don't really attend to them.
Sometimes separation is literal. You move out of your parents' house or break up with a partner. But even if not, it's about creating a separate existence outside of these relationships. Then there's listening. That's about trusting ourselves, paying attention to what our bodies feel, to the dreams we have at night, and following those little breadcrumbs of joy.
That food that we love, that music that we adore, really trying to allow each person to attend to those nuances and to start learning about themselves again in a way that's quite contrary to most social messages, which suggest it's narcissistic or overly self-involved.
Another concept in the book is building. Creating the life that we want. For people who are hyper-focused on stability, there might be some demolition that happens first. Maybe that means taking a sabbatical from work or switching to a different kind of job that doesn't suck the life out of you. Meanwhile, the people who lean towards meaning and adventure might need structure and routine. You want to be a writer? Start writing every day. That's building.
So building one's life often requires discipline and effort that manifests in the external world what it is we might be feeling or kind of invisibly experiencing in the internal world.
Ultimately, Doyle Bayak says the goal is to bring the meaning and stability sides of ourselves together. And maybe that's some of the joy of getting older. For NPR News, I'm Marielle Segura.